Now, anyone living or visiting Dublin in the past year cannot help but notice the increase in the number of Irish flags flying from people's homes in certain parts of the city or on street lampposts. It coincided with the increase in protests and attacks by far-right groups on centres where asylum seekers were living or going to be living. A number of residents groups and Dublin City Councillors say that the street flags are an attempt to intimidate and to mark territory, and they want something done about them. Our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Library, has this story this morning, and she joins us. Samantha, so when did this issue first arise, really?
Well, Audrey, the first thing to say is that the flying of the national flag on streets in Dublin, particularly in Dublin City, isn't a completely unusual thing, but it does generally only happen when major sporting occasions are taking place or local heroes are being celebrated during things like the Olympics or the World Cup. But over the summer, lines of tricolours have appeared on streets in a number of areas across the capital, including Ballyfermot, Coolock, Finglas and the north and south inner city for no apparent sporting reason. And at the same time, a number of well-known anti-immigration campaigners have posted online about the erection of tricolours and supporting the practice. And there are parallels here to something called Operation Raise the Colours, which is a campaign currently taking place across the UK, which has generated a lot of attention in the media and on social media. Now, ahead of Dublin City Council's monthly meeting this evening, a number of public representatives have raised the issue with council officials. In a written question to the council's chief executive, the Labour councillor for Dublin South Central, Darragh Moriarty, asked what action the council is going to take against what he described as the weaponisation of the tricolour by far-right and malicious agitators who he said seek to use our flag as a means to intimidate. And he said this attempted capture of our flag for hateful intent must be faced head-on by the country's largest local authority. Fine Gael councillor for Artane Whitehall, Declan Flanagan, also asked if the chief executive can instruct staff to remove flags from an area in his constituency where he said he believes they're being used outside of the official means to mark territory. And residents of the North Strand in Dublin's north inner city have also written to councillors asking for the removal of flags that have appeared in their area in recent weeks. In a letter seen by RTE News, the residents say, "We object to the unauthorised erection of these decorations. They dishonour the flag by flouting official protocol. They're in breach of Dublin City Council's rules on the decoration of lighting poles, and they're an attempt by a minority to make a political statement outside of the normal democratic process."
Has the council responded?
Yes, in a statement to RTE News, Dublin City Council says it's considering an appropriate response and is engaging with relevant stakeholders about the issue. It said it's received some correspondence about the practice, and it clarified that the erection of flags on public lighting poles in particular is not permitted without the written permission of Dublin City Council's public lighting services. Now, I understand that behind the scenes, council officials have been struggling to find a solution to this issue because there's no explicit rules in relation to flying the national flag in the Dublin City area. And there's also understood to be a reluctance among both council workers and contractors to remove national flags from the areas they've been erected. So it'll be interesting to see if the issue being raised by councillors and residents groups will now prompt any action from the council.
Who's putting up the flags, Samantha?
Well, Audrey, it's not clear who exactly has erected the flags in each of the areas, but on Instagram last week, the independent councillor for Dublin City Council, Malachy Steenson, who represents the North Inner City, posted a video of those flags flying along the North Strand and commented, "Amazing work from our team getting all the flags up all the way down the North Strand and Cherish Street. We've taken back our flag from those who are intent on destroying our country and we're proud to fly it." Now, RTE News attempted to contact Councillor Steenson for his reaction to these calls to remove the flags. We haven't yet received a reply, but his fellow independent councillor Gavin Pepper, who represents Finglas Ballymun, said while he wasn't involved in the erection of flags in his area, he said he fully supports the flying of tricolours in the city and doesn't believe they should be removed. He said he's very proud of his country, believes the tricolour should be flown all over the city, and he said it should be on every street, on every lamppost, up high, and that's the way it should be. Irish flags everywhere.
Finally, Samantha, another story briefly this morning. The Lewis Red Line, it will be out of action for at least 3 months.
That's right. Part of the Lewis Red Line, big news for commuters who use it, will be out of action. Last night, the operators Transdev issued a statement saying that following an assessment of the George's Dock Bridge, which was recently damaged in a fire, the bridge has been found to be structurally compromised. It says the existing bridge needs to be demolished, a new bridge constructed, and that work is going to take until the end of November. So that means the Lewis Red Line services between Connolly and the Point remain suspended until that time. A replacement bus service will operate from today every 10 minutes during Lewis operating hours to cover the affected section of the line, and crucially to facilitate the demolition of the bridge, changes to the overhead power cables are needed. So this Tuesday and Wednesday from 7 o'clock in the evening on both days, Lewis Red Line services from Saggart and Tallaght will only run as far as Smithfield, and during these specific shutdowns, Lewis customers can use their tickets on Dublin Bus.
Samantha, thank you so much. Samantha Librari, our Eastern correspondent. We'll be back with the business news and the weather forecast after this break.